This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simin Ayin Tes. Mishem Shenizdamin Lo Yitzayah B'Shas Kriya. One who it happened to him excrement at the time of Kriya Shema. Says the Mechaber, Hoysa Tsayas Adam Me'acharav. If there was Tsaya behind a person, nevertheless, Tzarech L'Harchik Arba Amos Makim Shekol Areach. He has to go 4 Amos away from where the smell stops. Okay? It's not enough to go 4 Amos away from the Tsaya. It's not enough to go away from where it no longer smells. You have to go 4 Amos away from where the smell stops. Afilu Im Yesh Loi Choyli. Even if a person has an illness. Oh, She'enoi Mariach. He doesn't smell well. This is not like we said. You see, it's the first sif. Tzorach laharchik arba amis magum sheyich l'arech l'mish merech. You have to go 4 amis away from where someone who is able to smell can smell. You hear this? So it is not, it is objective. We go by the way most people smell. Umelefanov, and in front of you, tzorach laharchik m'layenov. You have to go away. You have to distance yourself as far as you could see. Afilu belayla, even at night where you can't see. Aishu sumar, someone who's blind. Sheina roya oisa. Tzarech laharchik admakim sheina yachal leris b'yam. You have to go as far away that you can't see during the day. Ve'imhu mitzidai, and if it's on your side, dinai kimal achrav, it's like it's behind you. Says the holy Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan Aleph. It's back on page 222. Tsayas Adam. Afilu ein magia mimenu reach ra. Even if it doesn't smell, you still have to go 4 amos away from it. What about to remove the smell with besamim? When it says besamim here, I don't think it means you take out your havdalah set and you put the cloves on it. I don't think that's going to do it. You use chves Lysol, Febreze, right? So he brings from Shal Sechubas Zuchus Avais. It helps. What?
But after Dalet Amos it helps, not within Dalet Amos.
Yeah, you still have to go 4 Amos away from the Ikar Tzaya, but it helps for the smell. Right. And the Shal Sechubas Marsham brings, quoted by the Menchas Yitzchak, if you have lecha srucha, some kind of putrid liquid that smells, that if you have more Lysol, more Mr. Clean, than the smelly substance, and it doesn't smell bad, you don't have to go for, if you don't smell it, you don't smell it. But not everybody agrees to this. The Pesach Hadvir, the Chesed La'alofim, the Ben Ishchai, the Kaf HaChayim, they say you can only be mecha by Reach Ra, that emanates from a bathroom and from a nearby room, and it's preventing you from learning. So you can be mevatel the smell with a good smelling substance. But if it's tzoya mamish, no, it's not going to help. Reb Chaim Knievsky basically says, you shouldn't even be lenient even in the next room. In other words, if you're in the adjoining room and, you know, a smell is coming from the bathroom and you say, okay, no problem, I'll spray Lysol in here so I don't smell it. Reb Chaim Knievsky says, kasha lahakel. It's very difficult to be mekel. So lemaisa, not only is it difficult to make with tzaya mamish, it seems like even a smell from an adjoining room, there is a question about it. What about a chayla whose stomach is open and there's some kind of bag that the tzaya comes out of? The Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Menchas Yitzchak, say that after you clean the makom and you cover it, you could learn and you could daven. You're still going to smell something because there's tzaya in the kiss. So that to that the Shevet HaLevi says, in order that this person is not mevato from Torah and Tefillah, he could be mako by spraying some kind of spray. Vaiter, arba amais. Why four amais? Dechsev ha'yamachaneh ha'kadosh. Rekib l'chazal, shemachaneh shel adam hu dalet amais. A person's machaneh is dalet amais. Why? The Levush explains that since a person's dalet amais are koina for him, legabe mitzia, or a get, or legabe other halachos, so it's like his bias and the reshus he is choyna in. Why dalet amos? Shulchan Aruch Harav says that arba amos is makoyme shel adam when he lies down and he spreads out his arms and feet. Okay. Meloyenov, in front of him as far as he could see. Ayin primagadam shikasav the Rajba. According to the Rajba, let us quickly review. There's a machloikis, the Rosh, and the Rajba. The Rajba says that the pasuk of lo yira b'chai erves davar is going on tsoya as well. Which means, even in another room, if you see it, it's asur min atar like an erva. However, outside of dalet amos, hirhur is mutar, as opposed to the Rosh who holds lo yira b'chai erves davar is only going on erva, it's not going on tsoya, and the only isur of tsoya is v'haya machanecha kadosh. However, another room is not machanecha. Why is something asr kamloi einav? Midrabanan, anything which is kamloi einav is machanecha. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, that according to the Rajba, that it's an isr of la yer b'cha erves davar davka dibur asr b'tach kamloi einav. Only speaking is asr. Avil hirur b'divrei tayar mutar emu chutzad aram isimakam shokala reyach. But according to the Rosh, Yesh la'ayim bazeh, the efsher du aser min ha'toira, because v'haya machanecha kadosh, oy midrabanan. That's what we saw in the intro, that according to the Rosh, where it's an isra v'haya machanecha kadosh, that whatever you could see is your machaneh. By the way, according to the Rosh, the following idea emanates. According to the Rosh, anything you could see is part of your machaneh, yeah? So now you might want to think twice before you look at something. You don't necessarily need to bring everything into your machaneh, you know? Some people think, you know, look, I'm a holy guy, and I'll take a look at that. Nah, but you would never move it into your living room, yeah? You wouldn't want it in your, you know, dalet amos. So according to the Rosh, whatever you look at is part of your machaneh. Fine. Afilu belaila, even at night. So a few things. One chiddush I want to remind you from the Mechaber is it doesn't matter that you had COVID 4 years ago and you claim you can't smell and you tried all the different things and you can't get your smell back. First of all, it's not true. You smell just fine. Get over it. Okay. And number two, even if you want to go with that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't go by you. It goes by most people. Then, and by the way, you could taste okay also. Don't say you can't taste. You could taste okay. Anyway, afilu belaila. Alkein aser lemar afilu belaila kriyashma ishar kol davar shabakdusha lefnei habatim. You can't say it before a house. Ki derech liyosham soya. It's typical to have soya there. V'choshe kein b'chatzar. And certainly in a courtyard. Actually, I was walking home from shul today. Sorry to share this with you. But I have a neighbor that has a beautifully manicured lawn and flowers. And I saw that a dog owner left him a very nice present on his front lawn. And, you know, we think that these halachas are not nogei. You want to stand on your front porch and just daven. Well, you know, is that something you need to check for? I mean, I don't think it's typical. Usually it's, you know, technically there's a fine for that. But is it something to check? I would say you probably don't have to check Bizman Hazeh, but this is what, in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, it was common, and you couldn't say even in the nighttime. On the side is like behind you. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Umikamakum lechachil yizar leilech kadei shiyah tsoyam al-achrav. Nevertheless, don't rely on the fact that when it's on your side, it's like behind you. but rather you should go ahead so that the tsoya will be behind you. And then it will be enough to be 4 amas away. If it's going to be a lot of bother, sagi gamlet studin bedalat amas kamei malachra will be enough to distance it 4 amas from the sides, like behind you. Vahani milit studin mamish. This is when it's actually on the side. Avot studin shalafanov, the sides in front of you, kagain rin shtakin sruchin hanim shachim la'erach haroich. Let's say you here have rin shtukin. Can't tell you exactly what that is, but it's probably some kind of soiled undergarment or sock or hose. Kasav Magen Avraham, didinoi kilofanov. You know, you're walking on and you see the clothesline in front of you, maybe in the windows. Ve'eliyahu Rabba kasav didinoi kemin hatzdadim. Ve'eliyahu Rabba writes that the din is like on the sides, v'sagi b'dalat amos, and it's enough to be 4 amos. Because of chayadon, the masharoya b'loy hatoyas roishay letzdadin, what you could see without turning your head on the sides, what's in your peripheral vision without turning your head, l'kuli amadino kolofanov. Oid kasav, the tzarch lizar ma'oid b'shas kiddush levana baruchayvais. You got to be very careful when you do kiddush levana, because those rinshtukin, those smelly rinshtukin, you're looking up at the moon and you have to like position your head because the moon is like right in between two smelly rinshtukin. So, sruchinim shachim la'orcha rochem etzdadim shafilu him berichik da'at amos. They're in front of you and it's aser kamlayenov. Hareinim shachim gam alafanov aser kamlayenov. I'll tell you where this is very common.
The open sewer.
Pal, in America, we don't have open sewers, you know? What's going on? Where do you live? Rabbi, where do you live?
The Rinshtukin. Isn't the Rinshtukin an open sewer?
Is it?
That's what I'm assuming from the context.
Oh, Rinshtukin. Mm-hmm. So it's not socks. Okay, I think you're right. Well, they used to have, right? They used to have on the sides of the streets the indentation, and then the sewage would just sort of, yeah, you're right. You have to be careful from the sewers. By the way, later on, Simtav Chavav, the Dershu brings that someone who can't be Mekash Levana outside should do it inside through a window. You have to go 4 amas away from where the smell stops. Better not to do Kiddush Levana than to do Kiddush Levana near Rinshtukin. Someone who is careful to from not mentioning Divrei Kedusha in a place that's not clean. Alav Hakasav Oimer Uvadavar Hazat Tarichu Yamim. It's a skula for long life. Isn't that amazing? It's a segula for arichas yamim, to be careful. Now, here's where it's common. At least for me, you're in the kitchen, and there's a bathroom off to the side, and the door is open. Now, if you could see into the bathroom, certainly if you could see the toilet, you can't daven. It's not going to help to close your eyes. You have to make sure the door is closed. Otherwise, you know how to say Dvarim Shebekdusha. And the fact, now, what if it's off to your side? Again, if you could see it with peripheral vision, it's a problem. And even if you can't see it with peripheral vision, it's better that it should be mamish mila achrav than milat stadin. Okay, let's see a bit more. Hagah, shliach tzibur hamispalel. Eshat zet stavning vitzoy beveis haknesses, and there's tzoy in the shul, oy bebayish hamispal sham. Afilu hu la'achrav b'chol habayis. Even if it's behind you in the whole house, tzarch lishtoik ad sheyetzienu. He has to be silent until they remove it. Me'achar shemoytzi rabim yidei chayvasan. V'yiefshe sholayhe echa min hakol b'toich arba amas shal atzoya. If one guy in the kahal is within 4 amas of the tzoya, then it's a problem. Who is it a problem for? Is it a problem for the... Certainly it's a problem for the one who wants to listen to the shots and he has tzoya in his da'at amos. Let's see. Ad sheyotzienu v'imal yidei zeh shah hashtiyal tzibor k'day ligmar kula. If this will cause the shtiyal tzibor to delay the amount of time to finish the whole thing, v'loy hayi b'toch dalet amoysav, and it wasn't within his four amos, lo yachsel rosh, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning. Let us hold it here, and we'll continue Bez Hashem tomorrow. Okay?
Maybe it means it's a problem for the whole meeting, like if it's man number 10, and they don't have a meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear. We'll see.
Then we have this with Tim Shmohana by my shul. Shul I was at, I don't know, a few years ago, I remember this very vividly. They have nice landscaping right outside the shul. And that day they had done the landscaping, and there's manure. There's literal, I mean, it smelled. It really smelled bad from the whatever they put into the mulch, whatever. And people were standing around saying, this is one on, it's a weeknight, I think. And then, like, someone realized, like, oh, we allowed you to doubt it. It's like, people stop, you went inside. It was like a whole tumult. That's when it was burned again. There's stuff like that on the ground.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not so southern, I guess, but it was definitely smelled quite bad there.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I remember in Kamunk, it was next door to a farm. And they, often the farm would fertilize, and the smell was overwhelming in the shul, and they never, I don't know why, they never... They let it go.
Okay. I remember in Paris and Charles, Brooklyn, years ago, I'm sure you know where the base manager is, so the downstairs bathrooms are on that second floor, but it's pretty far away. A backup sewage system was, and the whole basement floor smelled. I remember it was big tumult. Guys, after the vulture, what to do? Those guys were allowed to keep in the dining room. Guys allowed to learn.
Right.
It actually smelled more from the freshener that they tried to use
right. To
clean it up than the actual stuff.
Right. Okay. Have a good day, everyone. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.